Who he is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Puff there got tripped up behind the line of scrimmage, but actually lunged across the end zone line, broke the barrier, and actually Hubbard Beach kept bringing out the field goal unit here. They're going for the one-point conversion.
Uh-oh.
Sutherland, little botch snap, and they get it up, and it's through the uprights. Sutherland puts it through the uprights for the extra point. It's 15-0. Hubbard Beach with 7:36 left in the first half. It's time for a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here. After Harbor Beach scores yet another touchdown, 15-0.
Well, the Hatchets are going to have to start doing something here on offense. Or else they're going to have to go to Signature Bank to find some more offensive players.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
15-0 for the Pirates with 7:36 left in the first half. As Sutherland is ready to kick it off for the Pirates from the 40-yard line.
I wouldn't mean they would buy players. So just get some money.
It's always good to have some money in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
And Signature Bank, if you're looking for a hometown community bank, make it Signature Bank and see a difference the local bank can make. Sutherland off for the kick. Gets it back to about the 30-yard line. Fielded by number four. Field number four, Dylan White, gets about 5 yards to about the 35-yard line where the Hatchets will take over. First and 10 with 7:30 remaining for the Hatchets in the first
Brandon
half.
Brandon Oswald made the hit for the Pirates. That's the first time we've called him tonight, I believe, on the special teams. Of course, there was a host of other ones that finally helped the runner down of the Hatchets.
So Derek Puff in the books with his second touchdown of the night. As the Hatchets come out in the very tight wing tee, hands it off to number three, Mark Amon, and he gets ahead for about 3 long yards. To about the center of the field.
Trying to run at the defensive tackle of the Pirates, and I believe that's number... I'm trying to see. It's got a six.
Well,
he only turned his look here so I could see.
Well, you're not
61.
Getting,
there he
61.
Is.
61. I was going to say, you're not getting younger here, Ron.
No. But, you know, my eyes are still good.
Okay, well, that's good.
The hearing is bad.
Good thing we're in radio.
Yep.
All right, number 11, Braden behind center. Hands it off to number 47, Spencer Kelly. The fullback gets ahead for about 2 more yards across to the 41-yard line in their own territory. It's going to be third and about a long five.
I'll tell you what, you don't want to run toward that Puff kid. Now, I call him Cody. You call him Derek. And I don't know, but...
It depends what one you're talking about.
It's 61.
All right, we're talking about 61, Cody Puff.
Yeah, he is... He's been doing a nice job over there. They're trying to run against him. I would try over on here on the left side.
Try and isolate him and find the open ground. Bannix comes out in the wing tee, little motion man in motion behind the and actually gets it number three. Was Mark Amon yet again. Looks like he's going to have the first down, a gain of 5.
I think so here. Yes, I
believe. Would say so, yes.
Yep.
And there's the marking. First down for the Hatchets as they move the chains for the first time tonight, am I correct?
That's correct.
That's first time they move the chains with 6:09 left in the first half. So Mark Amon with a 5-yard gain, making it first and 10 for the Hatchets at the 45-yard line.
This time they ran at the linebacker and sealed Cody off to the outside.
There's a lot of white jerseys in that box for the offense of the Hatchets as they move ahead, maybe a yard. Looks like Amon was the ball carrier once again.
Number 22 on the bottom for the Pirates, Colbert.
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 You got it.
Okay. Some of these new people moving in town, huh?
That's right, Ron. Okay. All right. Second and nine right now for the Hatchets on their own 46-yard line. Coming out in the power eye and a man out far out left.
Oops.
Oh, that should be, that
down
is a
there.
False start. Number three.
That's why they stay in tight so everybody can hear the signal.
That's
the,
right.
The end that split out way to the left got a two-yard start before the ball was snapped.
A little bit of false start there, so he will be pushed back. False start against the Hatchets will move them back about 5 yards, which now makes it a second and 14. Take them back to their 42-yard line with 5:19 to go. 15-0, Harbor Beach out with the lead. 5:15 to go in the first half here in beautiful Harbor Beach. It's turning out to be a beautiful night. We have some nice southwest breeze coming into our booth here in a beautiful, the Taj Mahal of Towers here in Harbor Beach. But right now, three men in the backfield for Bad Axe. Mark Amon pushes ahead once again, gets about 7 yards on the play. So now it's going to be about 3rd and 6 for the Hatchets.
Travis Esmaker got a hold of them as they came out of a power eye. And again, ran right at that linebacker. They sealed the nose guard off and got Cody Puff to move to his left out of the way so he couldn't get a hit on him.
All right, so 3rd and 6. Mark Amon, the ball carrier for the past three plays, a 5-yard gain, a yard gain, then 7-yard gain. So it is 3rd and 6 for the Hatchets at the 50-yard line. Braden going out for the pass. Broken up by number 8, Tyler Kruger, intended for number 87.
If 87 would have seen the defensive player, he was right in front of him. If he would have turned and ran his route on a 45-degree angle, Clark, he would have been off for the races.
Well, that's number 87, Daniel Brown, but broken up by number 8, Tyler Kruger. So it now brings out 4th and 6. It looks like the punt team is out onto the field. Is that number 26 out there? 26 out there doing the punting duties for the Hatchets. And I can't find him here.
Well, it's one of those guys, again, they picked up on waivers.
As the punt, a pretty decent punt there, going all the way down to the 26-yard line of Pirate territory, where the Pirates will take over with 4:07 remaining. In
White down the ball for the Hatchets. Again, this is our, you know, help if... the teams that are sending us the rosters would make sure all their players are correctly on there. We try to do our best, and if we make mistake, folks, that's all right. Call Ralph Iden.
You're going to get me fired.
Oh,
all
no,
right.
No.
So the Pirates taking over at the 26-yard line in their own territory with 4:07 remaining in the second quarter. 15-0, Harbor Beach out to the lead over the Hatchets of Van Axe. The wing tee still strong for the Pirates. With Messing under center. Messing going out, passing it out for the pass.
Oh.
Nearly intercepted at the 45-yard line by number 4.
Mark Amon, he had that, and he was already turning and looking upfield. But he forgot something, Clark.
The football.
The football.
And he's also assisted by Dylan White there, number 4. Number 4 and Mark Amon there, almost with the potential interception there.
He had that. He was smelling pay dirt on that one.
And Kurt Messing with a near interception, but lucky for him, it's 2nd and 10 with 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Three men in the backfield once again for the Pirates. Pass handed off. Looks like the number 7, Derek Puff. He moves the ball ahead about 7 yards.
Ben Gordon hanging on for life there as the Hatchet and the Pirate runner gaining about 7 yards on that play.
So Derek Puff moves the ball ahead 7 yards. That's his 9th carry for 47 yards thus far in the game. It is 3rd and 3, a very long three.
Long three.
A very long three. Maybe 3 yards and about 39 inches. You do the math.
We'll call it 4. Well,
all right.
Well,
I make mistakes. That's right.
All right. That's all right.
So one man out wide to the right for the Pirates. Two men in the backfield. Messing end around to Avery Winter. That same play that was actually the holding earlier. Avery Winter gets enough for the first down. Good move the chains for the Pirates up to the 37-yard line. Avery Winter with a 5-yard gain for the Pirates. Moving the chains ahead. 1st and 10 for the Pirates at their own 37-yard line with 3:09 remaining in the first quarter.